Thanks for tuning in to Snacks for Thought. Snacks for Thought are bite-sized inspirations designed to draw you closer to God. I'm excited for this episode because we have our first guest on Snacks for Thought. Michelle serves our country in the Air Force. She's a Bible scholar and a close friend of mine. She, just like the rest of us, is seeking the Lord in all she does. The Lord laid it on her heart to talk about hope, and if there's ever a time to anchor ourselves in hope, it is now. So I'm excited for you to hear today's snack entitled, The Reason for Our Hope. 1 Peter 3:15 says, But in your hearts revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. This verse can be broken down into three parts, but today we're going to focus on the reason for our hope. Hope can be defined as a person or thing that may help or save someone, grounds for believing that something good may happen, a feeling of expectation and desire for a certain thing to happen. With these definitions in mind, I began to ask myself, when I'm feeling low, where do I find my hope? Have you ever heard the saying, if he did it before, he can do it again? That is a go-to line for me. What makes this statement credible is one of God's characteristics, his immutability. Malachi 3:6 says, I, the Lord, do not change. And Hebrews 13:8 states, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. God's immutability, or the fact that he does not change, is also seen in his promises. In Hebrews 6:17 19, we find, When God wanted to prove for certain his promise to his people could not be broken, he made a vow. God cannot tell lies. And so his promises and vows are two things that can never be changed. We have run to God for safety. Now his promises should greatly encourage us to take hold of the hope that is right in front of us. Another source of hope is the fact that we know the end of the story. A quick fact about me is I enjoy watching action-based shows, but sometimes the suspense overtakes me a bit. To calm my nerves, I will Google what happens in the next episode, and then once I found out, I can go back and continue to watch the current episode with more of a peace of mind. Some people avoid spoiler alerts, but I've learned to use them to my advantage, and not just with my shows. We know how this story of life ends. We have the victory in Jesus. All nations will bow to God's eternal kingdom and reign. We will live eternally in the presence of our Lord. This is all due to Jesus' work on the cross, making that a source of hope in itself. You may be wondering, how is this different from faith? Let's look at two well-known verses. Hebrews 11:1 tells us, Now faith is confidence in what we hope for, and assurance about what we do not see. Faith is what we stand on in the now to help us endure until the then. Jeremiah 29:11 says, For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Plans are something that is going to happen. This is what God gives us to hope in, something in the future. Without hope, our faith can go stagnant. We can believe that God loves us, that Christ died on the cross for us, that our sins are forgiven, and still be drained or overwhelmed by life. We can believe and still feel stuck or like we lack purpose. But when we focus on our hope for the future and let our faith in God give us confidence in that hope, then we have the fuel to keep moving forward. I'll leave you with this final scripture, 1 Thessalonians 1:3. We remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. Ultimately, what is the reason for our hope? It's Jesus. Our faith-given confidence in Christ turns the may and the definition of hope into guarantees. He is the person that saves. He is the grounds for believing something good will happen in the end. He is the reason why we have a feeling of expectation and desire for God's plan to happen in the future. So go ahead and put your hope in Jesus.